You're listening to SBS News.
İstiklal Avenue in the Beyoğlu district of Istanbul, Turkey's largest city, was crowded as usual at the weekend with shoppers, tourists and families. Then at around 4:20 p.m. local time, CCTV shows a flash of light and smoke filling the busy street, and then chaos as people ran from the area. Turkish Vice President Fuat Oktay has been visiting the scene of the explosion and talking to those who were wounded.
As of now, we have lost six people, four of whom died at the scene. May God rest their souls. We offer condolences to their relatives. We also have 81 injured. Two of them are in critical condition.
Mr. Oktay says the authorities are evaluating it as an act of terror. If so, this would be the first major bomb blast in Istanbul in several years.
According to the latest investigations, we think that it was an act of terrorism that occurred at this intersection as a result of the detonation of a bomb by an attacker, whom we considered to be a woman.
Nobody has claimed responsibility for the blast. Istanbul and other Turkish cities have been targeted in the past by Kurdish separatists, Islamist militants and other groups, including in a series of attacks in 2015 and 2016. Turkey's president, Recep Tayyip Erdogan, did not say who he believed was behind the attack, but he said it had the smell of terror.
Immediately after the treacherous attack, our security and health units were sent to the scene of the incident. Our injured were quickly transferred to the surrounding hospitals. Relevant units of our state continue to work to reveal the perpetrators of this treacherous attack. Efforts to take over Turkey and the Turkish nation through terrorism will not reach its goal today or tomorrow, as it was yesterday.
He said investigations were ongoing by the police and the governor's office, including reviewing footage of the area.
Our nation should be sure that the perpetrators will be punished as they deserve, by revealing all the elements in front of and behind the incident on İstiklal Street.
A Turkish court has granted a temporary media blackout within Turkey regarding coverage of the blast, citing public order and national security. Alan Lee, SBS News.